Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to Athletico Parsnips with me, Bob Mortimer. I hope you are being languid in your activities and greedy when it comes to the main cakes and recent viewing opportunities. Imagine, if you will, that you are on the final green at your favourite golf course, about to putt for victory. Suddenly, as you line up the shot, a spherical, damp-skinned and heavily titted man emerges from the bushes, brandishing an Infinity Rocket Plastics XL Turbo Leaf Blower. Turn that off, you say.
Fuck off and die in a pit of golfing misery,
comes the reply. Because, yes, it is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. Oh, Mr. Northeast, face like a shamed priest. Oh, Mr. Wearside, so sweaty and cockeyed. Ah, that's the intro song, Andrew. It's been a long time.
What was it the golfer said? Turn that off.
Turn that off.
Turn that off.
Yeah, turn off your Blimey. Infinity Rocket Plastics Turbo. So, yeah, Mr. Northeast, mm-hmm. Mr. Wearside, and Andrew.
Thank you very much.
I haven't seen you for ages, but you're wearing some kind of, I'll call it a sweatshirt.
T-shirt.
Well, regret shirt, either way. It's got, and I'm instant, it's, I tell you what's a bit controversial, Andrew. It's all the little kits with the sponsors on from Sunderland, yeah?
Yes.
And the from, one that, the one that's central.
Early 80s onwards.
Early 80s. The one that's central to your vision is Cowies. Now, where I'm from, Cowies is a name for knockers.
Oh, right.
So isn't that interesting that on your knockers,
right,
you've got...
Right in the centre.
Right in the centre, it says Cowies.
Right in the centre of me tits there. Cowies, where I was from, or still am from, Cowies was undercrackers.
Oh,
your Cowies.
Your underpants.
Yeah, we're not that far away geographically where we grew up, but that's a big difference from knockers to underpants.
Yeah.
It's a world away, isn't it?
Yeah, sure as your Cowies.
Very different things.
Very different.
The year 19.
I had an unusual incident with regard to our no. I'm sorry, you pussycat.
Whoa, bless you.
I had an interesting incident with regard. Do you know, from where I'm from, we call your trousers your pants, yeah? Are you the same?
No, pants is again. Your undercrackers.
Rightio. So when I was doing gone fishing with Paul, we had a bow and arrow competition, and the loser, I said to Paul, loser's got to take their pants down, which I meant, you know, just drop your trousers.
Yeah.
And I, of course, Andrew, was victorious. Yeah. And he dropped the lot.
Did he?
Taking pants to be underpants.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
His wobbly, pale arse was exposed to the natural environment.
It's not wobbly, it's bony, Andrew.
Is it not? Yeah, it's bony.
Isn't it interesting, Andrew, the confusion, you know, isn't that a real-life example of language causing, you know, like, amusement?
Chaos.
Chaos stroke amusement.
I mean, just between me and you, the year 19 divides us, but the language... It's like two different worlds, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
There you go. Something to think about, isn't it?
It is. So my lockdown activities, you know, I was I was quite vibrant, quite imaginative for a while, but they've completely flatlined now.
Right.
My every day is the same. I watch The Real Housewives of, I've done New York City, I've done Orange County, I've done Beverly Hills. Right. I'm now on Jersey, yeah?
Right, okay.
I drink IPA and I start much earlier than I should. I eat chocolate and macaroni cheese. God. Macaroni cheese and I sleep. That's me life.
That's terrifying. So you, I mean, you went away fishing for a while, didn't you? And are you just now sort of housebound again? Now that's finished.
Yeah, did three shows during the lockdown. So that the only things I've been put, got, been out of the house for doing three fishing trips and putting out my bins.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Jesus. I bought a hammock, Bob.
Yeah?
I bought myself a hammock and that really it enhanced what there was of the summer. And there wasn't a lot of summer, let's be honest.
So what?
It was pretty disappointing.
Tell me about the attachment either end. You're a bulky character. What have you attached it to?
It comes with a frame. It comes with a metal frame. You assemble it. It's portable, you see. Take it to the beach if you want. Take it into the woods. Take it anywhere you like.
Yeah.
Put it up. Attach it up. Get your hammock there and have a bit of a lie down anywhere you want.
I imagine you take it down the sewers and watch the Todds float by, do you? In your hammock.
Maybe I do, yeah. Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Now, it's listen healthy. Up. Three it's free. Three of the classic lockdown, I don't know what the word is, things to do during lockdown. I want to see if you've done them. Have you hired a skip during lockdown?
No, but I've considered it.
I have hired.
You've hired one?
I hired a skip.
Have you had a clear out, have you?
Well, you know, it's funny how that comes. Isn't it a funny psychological thing? We're locked down and you start wanting to throw shit out.
Yeah.
Have you bought an exercise bike?
Yes, I have.
Me too.
It's in my dining room area.
Yeah, mine's just behind me, just in front of my telly.
Right in front of your telly. Yeah. I will have say you... as well, that I'll just add the hammock can be assembled in the living room in front of the telly as well.
Fucking
for indoor hammocking. All year round hammocking.
Hammock viewing?
It's great. Oh, it's
hammock,
great,
hammock viewing, not a bad name for someone, that, is it?
Hammock viewing, yeah.
Yeah.
It was 40 quid from Lidl. Right? It's the best 40 quid I've ever spent. I'm not lying.
Are you sure about that? What about your first pack of fags?
Nah. Best 40 quid I've ever spent. It's going to give me a lifetime of hammocking till it collapses.
Do you know with your... You know that your sweat pooling on the back area? That is, you know, make sure you get an engineer in every now and then to test its tolerances. Final lockdown classic. Have you filled your garden waste bin for the first time ever?
No.
No.
I regularly fill my garden waste bin. I've got a bit of lawn that I need to cut. So that
you regularly fill it?
Waste.
You're only meant to put garden waste in there, not human waste, Andy.
No, regular grass cuttings and potato peelings and eggshells and all that. Anything nature goes in there. I forgot to offer you a couple of names at the start there, which I meant to do.
Go on, then.
Just a couple. You can be Jeff Wafer. He's a very successful George Clooney lookalike and he's trying really hard not to be racist anymore.
Yeah.
Because he had a problem with that in the past. Or you can be Continental Breakfast. That's muffins, bread, bagels, croissants, cereal, pastries. That's not a person, is it? That's actually a Continental Breakfast.
Yeah, I like the name though, Andrew.
You can be that if you want, or you can be Honky Tonk.
Do you know, I'll be Continental Breakfast because I remember once being in Newcastle at the Malmaison or something and the lass come over and said, would you like to choose your breakfast? Would you like to choose your breakfast from the menu or would you like the Continental Shitstorm? So maybe I'll be called that Continental Shitstorm.
You could be Continental Shitstorm. Go for it. We've got a few questions in from the Parsnippers. Here's one from James Summers. He says, say Heinz got in touch and wanted you to invent their 58th variety. What would it be?
58th variety.
Because they do 57 varieties. I think they do more than 57 varieties now. But...
I reckon a whole pig in a tin. What do you reckon?
Shrunk into a tin.
Be like a dustbin, wouldn't it? But
shrunk down?
No, I think they put it in the big tin.
The big tin, like one of them catering tins.
Yeah, and then
bins that you get, one of them.
They cook it in its own juices and everything.
and jelly and that.
Yeah, pig 58. That's my answer to that.
Pig 58.
Andrew.
I can't improve on that, I don't think.
Colin Booth, he says he would like to know our favourite tradesman and why painters and decorators mainly wear white. Well, I'll tell you
That's a good question.
I hadn't had a glazier in for a while, Andrew, but I had one in 3 weeks ago. And I think they might be my favourite. I mean, it's important. One, they've got ladders, you know, and that puts them towards the top of the tree anyway. Mm-hmm. But secondly, the mystery of putty. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
The application of it. Does it harden? Well, it's an extraordinary substance. So I like to have the... And it smells nice. I like to have the glazier in my house.
It does. My favourite's going to be the plasterer.
Oh, yeah.
Because when the plasterer in the ceiling, they get to wear them sort of things on their feet.
Stilts.
That look, they're like little stilts, yeah. And they get to walk around on them. So that's my favourite.
Yeah, you'd like Disneyland.
I could be anything.
You'd like Disneyland then, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think decorators wear white. I'm not quite sure why, but I think it's something to do with snowballs.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
I thought it would be just to show off, you know, the paint that they've got on themselves just to prove that they're doing something.
You want to prove, look, I've done something, boss. I've got paint on me.
I spilled a bit. Yeah, I spilled a bit on myself. It's proof that I'm actually working.
Hey, Andy.
But,
Andy, you know... Big thanks to the obviously to Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Always.
I bet you're interested to find out what Steve McLaren and his snake Casper have got up during lockdown, aren't you?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Right, well, here goes. The day before the lockdown came in, right, they took Steve's clown car to the retail park to stock up with supplies from Asda, you know?
Mm.
So that's a nice place to get your supplies from, isn't it, Andrew?
It is, if you're thinking of panic buying any time soon, yeah, definitely.
Casper likes to sit in the little bit of the trolley, you know, where you can put your kiddie?
Yeah.
What do you generally put in that bit, Andrew? Like, do you say, like, use that area for your veg or for meats or for frozen?
I just rest my stomach in it.
Gotcha. And you...
Takes the weight off for a while, you know what I mean?
Right, so they're good. Right, Casper. We need to go up and down every single aisle like a military strike force. You know, like it's a hostage situation. I bought a little SWAT cap for you to wear, and I've got a Rambo-style knife hidden in me 100% easy-breathe stretch cotton airline slacks. So, Casper, did you bring a list of what you need? Casper nods, and Steve takes a little shopping list out of the leather pouch around Casper's neck. Steve reads it out. 12 bottles of Listerine, 8 bottles of Malibu, 10 bottles of Disaranu, 48 cans of Polish lager and 12 bottles of Buckfast. This is just booze, Casper. Anyone would think you're not looking forward to being on lockdown with me. You can have one bottle of sweet pale cream sherry and that's it. Casper pushes out a little round Todd into the trolley. I thought we could get fun things, you know, like sugar-coated yum-yums and caterpillar cakes and some Midsummer Murder and Poirot DVDs, some silly sausage and a big bag of nutty toffee shite. Casper turns his back on Steve. Oh, come on, Casper, don't be like that. You're breaking my fragile heart. Look, I'll get you one bottle of Bucky. But Casper doesn't turn round. OK, and a family-sized Listerine. Casper turns round with a big grin on his face. That's better, Casper. When I see your precious smile, all I can think of is porcelain rainbows, sweet, soft, fluffy nugget and child's laughter. It fills my heart with buttery warmth. They arrive at the toilet roll section and there's only one packet of 8 rolls left. Oh, look, Casper, there's been a right old run on the poopy roll. We just got here in time. At that very moment, a bloke pushes past Steve and grabs the last pack of toilet rolls from the shelf. Excuse me, sir, I was here first and I was just about to get that packet of poopy poo rolls.
What you talking about? Are you some sort of bastard?
Mick McCarthy. Excuse me with the language, sir. That's not a word I want my Casper to hear.
What, bastard? What kind of bastard doesn't like the word bastard?
This kind of bar steward, thank you. Now, can I have my poo-pa rolls back, please?
Pope Arnold, what a bastard of a phrase. You can go take a run and jump, you bastard.
Stop saying bar steward.
I'm not saying bar steward, I'm saying bastard, you creepy bastard.
Give me them now or else I'll shout at you like a prison officer.
At this point, Steve grabs hold of the toilet rolls and a tug of war commences. Casper takes a swig of his bucky and looks on with delight.
They're my poo sheets!
What a bastard!
First come, first served. You don't know that that's the actual law, don't you?
The law's a bastard! Bastard! You well bastard lump, yeah?
But Steve holds on like a terrier, even sinking his teeth into the rolls for extra purchase. Mick has had enough and pushes Steve onto the floor. Mick jumps astride him, puts his hands around his throat and begins to throttle him.
Die, you bastard, die!
Suddenly, Casper leaps from the trolley. He slides himself along Steve's leg and removes the Rambo knife from the Easy Breathe airline slacks and pushes it next to Steve's hand. Steve feels the cold steel and grabs it. He places the blade next to Mick's face.
Let go, you dozy rural bastard, or I'll cut you up like a Mr. Men cake at your kiddies party.
Mick releases his grip and backs away.
That's it. Get out of my sight, you rude man. Oh, Casper, you've saved me again. You're my special hero. You're like a party cup filled with squirrel's tears and friendliness syrup. Come on, let's go and get that crate of Malibu and get fucking pissed. If it gives you the shits, no worries, because we've got plenty poop sheets to clean up.
Casper smiled, and they both laughed as if every individual sheet of toilet roll in the country had just let out a little Tommy squeaker. So that was their little day in Asda.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One of the parsnippers said, this is a bit, I don't know, blue, it could be.
Well, I don't want any blue stuff, please.
It's, well, it's Dean Graham, and he said, what are Mark Lawrenson's top 10 sexual positions? So I put that to Mark, and he got back to me, and hopefully it'll be fairly family friendly.
Well, it better bloody had be.
Well, I'd never use a vulgar phrase like sexual positions, but here are my top 10. Let's call them romantic routines that Barbara and myself enjoy, and we've given our own special pet names too. Number 10, taking the horse to water. Number 9, cancelling a direct debit. Number 8, knocking out the number 1 seed in the quarterfinals. Number 7, Australia. Number 6, loving the alien. Number 5, driving Miss Daisy. Number 4, hosting the Eurovision 2 years in a row. Number 3, escalating the complaint. That one's my favourite, but Barbara isn't quite so keen on it. Number 2, the multicoloured swap shop. And number 1 is being affected by one of the issues in tonight's show. There we go. I hope that wasn't too blue for you over at Atletico Parsnips.
That was quite...
There we are.
It was pretty family-friendly, I think.
It leaves a lot of the imagination, I think, as to what those romantic routines are.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're in a loving relationship, you want to try them at home, you know, feel free.
We had a question from a pastor by calling himself Mike McCarthy.
Just Mike.
He said, I'd be interested to know how Peter Beardsley is coped with not being able to go out for a good stare during the lockdown. So I phoned up Peter and he gave a nice little answer. So here we go.
Thanks for the question, Mick. I'm actually perfectly happy to enjoy simple interior stairs. Some of my favourite interior stairs are the corner of the lino under the fridge, which has an interesting curved lip on it. The limescale stain on the showerhead that looks a little bit like Mahatma Gandhi. And the key for bleeding the radiators, which has fallen down the back of the oven. If I shine a torch on it, I can stare at it for hours. Thank you, Mike McCarthy.
That was nice of him to bother, wasn't it?
Thanks for to personalise it at the end as well there.
Have you been watching the Tottenham documentary on Netflix?
I've watched episode 4 and 5. So, I haven't seen 1, 2 or 3. I'm watching it in just random orders.
Okay, well,
for, you know, because why not?
I managed to get hold of a deleted scene. You know, once again, a big up to me mates at Infinity Rocket Plastics who've put some spyware in. So, in particular, a big shout out to Wolf and Conker from Infinity. So it's an it's an extended version of the scene where Debbie Alley and Harry Tinky Winky and some others are talking about the correct way to clean your teeth.
Right, yeah.
So it started with Debbie.
Wigsy, do you run your toothbrush under the tap before you put the toothpaste on or after?
I do it before, brethren. I like to get them bristles damp and plump, innit? What's your bristle situation, Eric?
For Harry Winks.
Put water on after paste.
You must be hurting, Eric. That's well dangerous in terms of toothpaste slippage. Let's ask the boss. Harry, do you wet your toothbrush bristles before you put the toothpaste on or after?
I wet them before and after I've put the toothpaste on. It's a fail-safe, foolproof approach. And then I say, let's do this. Let's clean these fucking teeth. Come on.
Boss, do you put your feet in your shoes before you put them on or after?
I'm not altogether sure, blood, says Wixie. The kit man puts mine on and I never remember to look for the purpose of to find this out. Honestly, gang, says Harry, sometimes you can be very frustrating and on the ignorant side of bird brain. Next thing is you'll be telling me that you put your aftershave on before you shave. And they all laugh. Debbie, good one, boss. You is a professor of humour and lightheartedness.
Eric, why is that funny?
Eric, the clue's in the name, Eric Slow Mind of the Dreamery People. Aftershave is used after you shave.
Well, I never. What a fucking shocker.
Here comes Jose, says Harry. Let's ask him about the toothpaste. Say, Gaffer, do you run your toothpaste under the tap before or after you put your toothpaste on?
The most important thing is that you believe. To clean your teeth successfully, you must be a bastard. Good guys don't get clean teeth. Look at the teeth on Firmino. You think he got them by being a good guy?
But Gaffer, you ain't answered the question, innit?
For me, it's not a question of when the water is applied, but whether you acknowledge that family, friendship and loyalty are the most important factors in success.
You don't clean your teeth, Gaffer, do you? You's on the bluff there and you've panicked.
I think it best not to talk about these things. All I would say is we eat with our teeth, but we speak to each other with our tongue. Friendship and family, That is all that matters.
Oh, come on, Gaffer, just answer the question.
I don't use toothpaste. Toothpaste is for good guys. Good guys are losers. I use salt and beef spread. Harry, we are about to arrive. Give the team talk. Harry gives his team talk.
Right, come on, let's fucking smash it. Come on, fucking let's, come on.
And that's where the scene ended. Right, I've got a new quiz format, Andy. It's a new quiz for
new
you.
New quiz format.
Yeah, I'm going to give you what, in all honesty, is like a list of agricultural equipment and grouting tools and supplies, yeah?
Right.
But hidden amongst this list are two items that are incorrect, i.e. they're not agricultural equipment or they're not grouting tools or supplies, okay?
How long's the list?
I think it probably goes to about 18. So just listen, see if you can see if you can spot them. All right.
Do I just shout out when I think one's not?
I want to know at the end.
Oh, for God's sake!
Okay, you can shout out. It's, I mean, this is a new format. Shout out if you want.
We'll just feel our way through it. Yeah. All right, then. Go on.
Seed drill. Thresher. Rotavator, flay cropper, rake, sickle, post driver,
that one,
silo, mulcher. Moving on to grouting tools and accessories. Spreader, float.
That one.
Levelling compound. Rake. The actual grout. Grimmel. Tile sealer. Cutter. Comb.
That one.
Bases. And that's the end of that, Andrew. So you went for...
There.
What are you going to go for then?
I can't remember. I didn't write them down.
Well, are you...
Should I have written them down?
Okay, no, for agricultural machinery, you went for post driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made up.
Incorrect. The correct answer was silo. It's not agricultural equipment or machinery. It's just a building.
Is it?
grouting was Grimmel. That was just made up. You went for comb, I think, or cutter.
I think I said Grimmel as well.
Well, I don't know, but if you did, I'm happy to give you one. But what do you think of the format? Tiresome? Dreary?
Oh, yeah. It needs a bit of work, I think.
Fair enough.
It felt like too much information in one blast.
Yeah, well, some people with wider minds will be able to cope with it. Do you know what I mean?
But not my mind.
Not your mind. Thank you, Parsnippers, for sticking with us.
Yep.
We'll be back with you again soon.
Very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Andy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.